Okay.
So good evening, everyone. 各位今日晚安，我哋咧首先咧，我哋咧就系欢迎吓，欢迎各位每一位系嚟到我哋呢一个嘅温哥华嘅夏令营修营。特别咧就系欢迎嗰啲咧系第一次或者第二次参加嘅。So I would like to extend my warmest welcome to those for the first time or the second time.Who joined our annual summer retreat this year. So may I ask you guys, whoever who joined, this is your first or second time, please raise your hand to identify yourself. Okay, so. 欢迎他们啊，我们很开心有些第一次第二次来的啊，我们希望呢他们多些和我们一起去经历啊神的恩典。So this year is our 36th annual summer retreat in Vancouver.Okay, so, besides the two worship songs that we just sing, we will have three more, two Chinese, one English, and then there will be two live chat sessions.
讲一讲大概我哋跟住落嚟嘅程序。咁今日呢就係我哋今年係我哋第36届嘅夏令营修营喺温哥华嘅。咁今晚嘅程序呢就係头先唱咗两首诗，我哋跟住仲会唱多三首，有两首嘅英文诗，两首嘅中文诗，一首嘅英文诗。咁然后呢我哋就会有两个嘅见证分享嘅时段嘅。
So, and I'm going to start with tonight's topic. Okay, and tonight's topic will be, let us continue our faith journey and get closer to God. So, if, yes, thank you. I jump a little bit ahead of my schedule. So,To begin with, I would like to invite Edmund to start with an opening prayer. Okay.
我们请新一派兄弟为我们领导。
请大家低头同心祷告。Please bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude. We thank you for bringing us together to this.Beautiful place that you have provided for us with wonderful facilities and people in your name. Dear Lord, we know that this is your blessings, your kindness. And we thank you for the opportunity to meet and to study your words. We also thank you for you bringing the peopletonight, as we meet tonight and also in the coming 4 days. 主啊，我们很感恩，多谢你都是给到我们有这个机会来到 Abbotsford 这个美好的地方，让我们有一个很安静很美好的环境。我们知道这些都是主你对我们的爱，你的恩典，让我们都是有这个机会聚在一起，以你的名一起去学习你的话语。也都感谢你带来今天很多的朋友弟兄姊妹能够一起相聚。Dear Lord, we also thank you for the coming 4 days of retreat to set us apart from our busyness.And distractions of the world, so that we can focus and learn about the true way of worship. Dear Lord, please give us the heart so that we can worship you in truth and in spirit, because this is.What you like to see in us. May this be an opportunity for us to have a turning point of our faith journey so that we can grow spiritually, to have real change, and to have revival of our relationship with you. 主，我们感谢你给我们有这个来近四天聚会的时间。 多谢你俾我哋呢个机会，能够可以嚟到你嘅面前，用心灵同埋诚实嚟到敬拜你。都求你让呢个嘅时间成为我哋喺信心旅程之中嘅转捩，一个转捩点，使我哋可以喺我哋嘅灵命之中有成长，有真实嘅改变，亦都系可以同你嘅关系系有一个重新嘅复兴。我哋感谢你。Dear Lord, we would like to ask for your presence in our every discussion, in our every section, in every moment in these 4 days. May your spirit be with us. Lead us to repentance so that our sins can be forgiven. And in our personal and group prayer time, Lord, please pour out your Holy Spirit among us so that we can be renewed, so that we can receive your blessings, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because we do need that to give us strength to continue our faith journey until we meet you. 主啊，我们都感谢你，求你都是在我们中间，你的灵都在我们中间来运作，带领我们每一个时刻，每一个讨论，每一个环节，也带领我们能够来到你面前认罪悔改，因为主你的恩典仍然大开，只要我们来到面前诚心的时候，主你必定是赦免我们。求你将你的恩典都赐下，无论在我们个人祷告或者我们一起祷告的时候，求你主要将你的圣灵的大降在我们当中，让我们能够得力，让我们能够得到主你的恩典，这个圣灵施洗，因为我们知道我们不可以靠自己来到行走的天路，我们实在是需要你的帮助。So, dear Lord, we will ask for your guidance in tonight's section and all these three days of sermon sharing, so that what we share is for your glory and for the benefits of our spirit growth.In your name we pray, Amen. 我们感谢你，我们都是将以下的时间和几日的各方面的聚会，求你的灵都在我们当中，带领所负责的讲者都能够将你的话语传开，让我们能够听到的都能够得到这个福气。我们想到很多奉主名求，诚心所愿。
So in the prayer, Edmund mentioned that we, about continuation of our faith journey. So this is tonight's topic. And also with a familiar background, which you used it last year, hopefully it symbolized something. Last year we say we kickstart our faith journey. This year we say we continue and get closer to God. So in our Edmund 兄弟的祷告之中都是提到我们在我们的信仰 的旅程里面，我们要继续向前奔走。所以今晚 我的主题呢，就是中文呢，就是这样写的，由心出发，同奔天路，紧紧地跟随主。Okay, so,For every summer retreat in Abbotsford, we usually get a good chance to isolate ourselves from the outside world for at least 3 to 4 days. So which give us some quality, quiet time, like the topic is, to get closer to God and to reflect our spiritual wellness. At the same time, summer retreat, it's also a very good opportunity that we can talk to God and guide, give us guidelines how to further our faith journey. But the first thing we should address is the number one subtopic is opening our hearts to God. 我们在每一年的夏令营，我们很多时候我们都有安静的时间，脱离烦嚣，我们可以有一个认认真真的在神的面前，我们作出我们的检讨，我们去测验我们属灵生命的状况。我们也都藉着这些时候，我们也可以祈求上帝去指引我们，我们在我们的信仰旅程，我们应该怎样去前进。但是最基本最基本的事，我第一点想跟大家分享的就是打开我们的心门去亲近主。So why? Why do we need to open our hearts to God? So let me try to visualize that there is a door. Imagine there is a door built in our hearts. If we always keep our doors shut, no one can get in. And usually, we put a lot of garbage, we put a lot of junk next to our door, and we don't clean our doorway. So when someone's trying to knock your door to talk to you, to speak to you, there are so many things blocking our way. 我们刚刚讲开就是为什么我们要打开我们的心门去亲近主呢？我用一个形容词，我们中文多些会这样说的，我们好像我们的心好像有个门这样的，我们如果我们的门成日都是闩住的，没人可以入到来的。我们很多时候在我们家里，我们的大门旁边，我们就会放很多东西阻住在我们的门的，我们又不清理的，到有人真的要敲门找我们的时候，那些东西都阻住我们去开门，去打开我们的心门的。So, and for us, when we go to church, like this morning, we listen and we receive many timely messages. And it's just a similar analogy that Jesus tried to knock at the door of our hearts and ask us if we are willing to let him in. And so, if with this mindset, what is your response? What is my response?
我们很多时候呢，我们好像今朝这样，我们都有去到教会，我们听到讲台美好的讯息，就是好像一个譬如天父上帝是很想敲我们的心门，去想我们，去问我们，你愿不愿意去接受我们啊，这样。咁若果我哋感觉到上帝喺度敲我哋嘅心门，你嘅反应系咩咧？我嘅反应系咩咧？咁我哋咧就要睇一睇下一张嘅 slide。系唔好意思，因为呢个唔系好 work。系 OK。咁我哋咧就会睇下我们先看英文。Let us read what the Bible says in Hebrew chapter 12 verse 22. It says, Let's come near God with pure hearts and a confidence that comes from having faith. Let's keep our hearts pure, our conscience free from evil, and our bodies washed with clean water.
中文就是这样写，希伯来书十章二十二节，我们应该用诚实的心， 坚定的信心，和已经被洁净无愧的良心，和清水洗过的身体来亲近上帝。大家睇完呢一个嘅经节有啲咩感想呢？ When we read about this Bible verse, what do you think? Are we coming near God with pure hearts? Are we coming God with faith? Are we coming God with conscience free from evil? This is what God is encouraging us to come near Him andLet us reflect. Are we ready? Are we willing to come to God? And it is very simple. It is with your pure heart, simple. And then when we approach God, God will answer us. 我哋睇见嗰个中文嘅圣经吓，我哋话我哋用诚实嘅心、坚定嘅信心、无愧嘅良心。我哋睇到呢件圣经，我哋有啲咩感想咧？我哋系唔系？好坦诚地来到神的面前呢，我们定是有还有很多东西隐藏住不想被神知道呢？我们的信心，我们是不是还是半信半疑呢？还未作出好的决定呢？有很多我们看到这一段的圣经，我们是值得去思想一下，我们是不是这些事情阻碍我们去打开我们的心门去迎接耶稣。So, with all these reminders from this particular Bible verses, are we ready? Are we willing to be pure in hearts and open the door of our hearts to accept Jesus, to let Jesus to come in? And once you and me make the decision to let Jesus to come in our heart,The word of God is very powerful. The word of God, just like when I was reading the Bible verses, the word of God will shine upon us and light up our hearts. God will guide us and will point us to show us the way of salvation. 神好奇妙的。我们当我们的心是愿意去让主入到我们的心的时候，祂的话语就是很有力量的。他的话语是会照入我们的心里面，他会提醒我们，会指我们的去到得救的道路。好像以下的经文就是这样说，英文的他的话 The Bible verses which I'm going to quote is 1 John chapter 1 verse 5 to 6. God is light and there is no darkness in him at allSo we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. So God wants us to be His children with the love of God. And then God will reveal our spiritual weakness and sins. It is up to us to respond. Are we willing to genuinelyHonestly, admit our mistakes, confess, and repent in front of God. God is faithful and just. He will surely forgive our sins and cleanse us with the precious blood of Jesus Christ who had died on the cross for you, me, and mankind. 约翰一书第一章第五至六节，嗰度话：上帝是光，在祂处毫无黑暗。若我们说我们同祂有团契，但仍然生活在黑暗中，我们就是讲大话，行为不合真理。我们试想一想，神的话语就是这么真实的。没有说你是来了教会几耐，你是一个资深的信徒，是一个初信的信徒。在上帝的眼中，上帝就是光。我们若果说我们有团契，但是我们还是生活在黑暗里面的，我们就是讲大话。所以每一个我们来到这个夏令灵修营， 我们都是让神的道理的光照出我们的隐情，照出我们的欠缺，让我们每一个认真地打开我们的心门，我们去在神的面前诚实认我们的罪，求耶稣的宝血能够洁净我们，因为他已经在十字架上是为我你和人类 的救恩是钉了十字架。So, let me put a pause right now and let me continue with the second session. May I invite my brothers in Christ, Andy and Alberto, and join us to the live chat. Okay? 我们呢就暂时停一停，我们邀请我们两位兄弟 Andy 和 Alberto 能够 join 我们的见证分享。
Hello.
All right. I have some prepping question I said to you earlier, okay, to paint the background to the congregation that you guys, you know, join our church for maybe slightly more than a year, yeah, and then you guys have been. Consistently, you know, worship with us. And so I just want you to share with us if, you know, throughout the last 12, 18 months, how did you experience God? If there is any particular message that God has given you? And then at the same time is throughout these few months of learning about God, do you have anything that you want to have a spiritual growth, okay, or something that you this is on your wish list, mm-hmm. you can share with us. Let me translate, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Andy 同 Alberto 呢两位兄弟咧，咁佢咧就参加咗我哋个聚会咧，大概一年多噶啦，佢上年都有嚟嘅。咁我之前咧喺今晚之前咧，我咧就有預早發個信息俾佢哋，咁咧就希望佢哋咧可以同我哋分享一下，我諗大家都好期待嘅，睇下我希望佢哋可以講下佢哋真係由信主喺呢十零個月裏面嘅心路歷程啦，神有啲咩嘅教導佢哋，佢哋點樣嘅經歷主，亦都希望咧，如果佢哋有講到嘅咧，都希望可以了解一下。他们对他们属灵的成长的一些的期望或者是展望、okay.
Good evening everyone. Thank you Wilson. I don't know if you want me to start or you want to...
Yeah, you can start, it's okay.
Okay. Well, for almost, what is it, like probably 18, 12 months, if you ask me how I've felt that I've grown in a spiritual manner, I would say is very exponentially. Before joining church, right, I've spent quite a few amount of time disconnected from God or spiritual sense, right? So I don't
want to translate. Alberto 話佢喺佢如果去形容佢自己嘅屬靈嘅生命嘅轉變咧。其實咧係一個幾何級數嘅一個轉變嘅。佢喺開頭佢未嚟我哋教會之前咧，佢係唔係好接觸到，或者唔係好讓上帝去接觸嘅。
嗯。So as for how I got here, I think probably some of you have already heard the story. If not, I'll later let my brother explain you a little bit better. But what I think I've learned through the most on this time is, and I think I've had a live chat not long ago on this manner, is love, right? I don't think I've even started to grasp that topic, but we notice that love is a very powerful aspect when it comes to our God, right? Jesus teaches us that we should love our God with all our mind, soul, and heart, right? So, for me, it's like I was talking with Wilson on the car. I probably mentioned over with Donna. In regards to love, love has many layers, I would say, many aspects that if you start thinking, well, Jesus, God came over here, right, down to this earth or sent his son in order to save us because he truly loves us, right? That is something that maybe I didn't have a full grasp, right? Now, I would say as to what I'm battling for the most is I've seen on the Bible we have characters who sacrificed so much for this love that they had with God. We see Abraham being mentioned as a friend of God, right? Now, last week, I was going through I forgot you had
no,
to
no,
translate.
No, please.
No, please go.
Please, I try to grab to your point.
Oh, okay,
too.
Okay. okay. So, I was going through you could call it a spiritual battle, right? And, well, like we know, sometimes we fall when we are the weakest. And sometimes we don't realize when our weakest moment is until we actually fall and commit a certain sin, right? And it's not until after that that we later, we're like, oh, well, this is when I am, I was the weakest and I should have done this and that. So on this particular sense, I had a dream, and I'll just put it out there, right? I shared this with Andy the other day. I had a dream on which there were an old woman and a younger woman. And I don't remember the specifics of the dream, but because I should have probably written it down, but I didn't. The old woman, it felt like it was a threat to my spirit in this dream, right? And the younger woman felt like a friend. So for the younger woman, I don't remember what I did, but she was okay. But for the older woman, I remember I touched her forehead in my dream, right? I touched her forehead and I said, in Jesus' name, just please go. And I mentioned it multiple times, even on the shoulders. I remember grabbing her from the shoulders and saying that was on my dream. And it was probably Thursday or Friday. But again, you wake up, it's a dream, you ignore it, and you go to your day-to-day. And it was on Saturday that I woke up and I was just drained. Some people may call it depression. I don't know what I was going through, but I just didn't want to wake up from bed, right? I had problems going to take a shower or whatever. And I ended up sinning throughout the day because that was my weakest moment, I would say, within the last couple of weeks. And it was until later that day that I realized that God tries to talk to us, right? Sometimes, like with friends, family, sometimes through service, others maybe through dreams, right? But it's up to us to realize or to fully try to listen to him, right? We tend to get grasp. And for example, that day I had the dream. I was like, oh, wake up, and I always start work, calls here and there, and you completely forget about it. And even you forgot to check your emotional or your spiritual well-being because you're tending the physical things, right? So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's tough. I will translate it in my own format. Okay. Okay. 咁啊，唔好开心大家。其实咧就好难得嘅。Alberto 咧，佢即系一个新信主嘅一个兄弟吓。咁啊，佢系由以前完全唔信嘅。佢去到咧，佢我照佢認識咧，其實我唔係翻譯緊，我只係 describe 緊嘅啫。因為有啲翻譯都唔係好明㗎，有啲嚇，唔好意思嚇。咁啊，但係咧就但係我真係感受到嘅，佢好認真嘅，佢好佢花咗相當多時間去睇聖經嘅。雖然佢 唔係好似我哋即係由自細喺教會長大有咁多嘅栽培嚇，但係佢有嘅。佢今日頭先喺車裏邊同我講，佢話如果一日睇十章咧，佢就話咩四個月就睇曬啦咁樣，即係佢係好認真去睇到聖經嘅道理嘅。咁當然咧喺佢嘅個初信嘅階段裏邊咧，佢有好多時候咧，佢會從譬如。讲到嘅时候，佢会感觉到神嘅教训啦，亦都喺譬如话佢亦都好着意咧，佢身边嘅人咧去同佢嘅分享嘅，好多时候咧佢都会系被佢身边嘅人嘅所以嘅可能系影响，又或者系鼓励吓、啊，又唔顶嘅，咁就亦都喺好多嘅佢感受到咧上即系上帝咧系喺佢个喺平时佢喺梦里边咧，佢都会有一个提醒咁样。咁我尊重，因為佢係即係佢新嚟我哋教會嘅嚇，或者新信嘅，咁佢都喺度用佢嘅方法去尋找主，我哋都喺即係我哋都係感謝佢喺度同我哋分享啦。Okay, so I translate it in my format, and then I'll pass it to Andy.
Beautiful.
Okay,、
yes.
all right. So
in my experience, I am very thankful to have been introduced to you guys.You're my second family, pretty much. And these past couple of months, I've been able to keep on learning from you guys, from our friendship. And I tend to be a bit stubborn. And many times I've fallen and done things that I'm not supposed to do. And thankfully, by God's grace, I've been able to get back to you guys in trying to do better.I've also learned a lot from what it's like to be loved, really. And that has taught me how to, at least I can try to love other people too. Whether it's my family, friends, or just some guy walking in the street. It's been tough, but it's something that I've learned to see as worthy to do.Again, these things I remember sometimes and then I forget to do them. But thankfully, whenever I start steering away from the path, I'm reminded by somebody to go back into it. It's something that I've been working on, but I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to get these things in my life.
Come on, Andy, he's a little bit. Come on, so...其實佢嚟教會先嘅，然後先同佢嘅哥講：我揾到呢個教會，呢、这個適合我嘅教會咁樣嘅，好奇妙啊！但係佢冇講，我就唔講啦。咁啊，咁但係咧，佢 Andy 咧好真性情嘅嚇。頭先佢嘅分享即係話，佢嚟咗我哋呢個教會，好似佢第二個一家咁樣嘅。OK， 咁就佢自己亦都承認咧。佢個靈命咧都係有浮浮沉沉嘅時候嘅，佢都有一段時間可能係唔知道點樣，唔識道點做，都有一啲起伏喺度嘅。咁但係咧，佢都有經歷過啊，然後咧佢都覺得佢自己係慢慢咁爬翻起身啦，佢喺度啦。咁佢主要咧，佢都係喺度。佢其實兩兄弟都有講，佢哋喺呢個嘅信仰裏邊咧，佢哋係學習到。多啲喺個愛嘅方面，佢自己喺度諗點樣係被愛，又點樣可以將個愛可以去傳俾其他人咁樣。咁我哋其實都好感謝呢啲即係佢新信嘅兄弟啦、啊、可以喺呢個道理裏面喺度慢慢喺度探索下呢個佢哋每個人都有佢個探索嘅過程嘅。So to wrap up, do you have anything that you are saying? You this is something that.You want to strive for, okay? Yes.
For just to wrap up, I would say there's many things that we are conscious that we do wrong, and it can be sometimes overwhelming to try to follow the, as they say, the straight path, the narrow path, right? But just...following from example from many characters on the Bible, it can be done. I mean, maybe not 100%, but we can get pretty close to it, right? And if someone else did it at some point, it shows us that we can do it as well, right? It takes a lot of effort, yes. It takes a lot of commitment and discipline and also understanding. But step by step, I say we're able to. And, that's the objective that I think I have.
Okay. What about Andy? No? Good. Okay, 咁佢咧就係Alberto 啦，佢就係覺得佢睇聖經裏邊咧，都有好多嘅聖經人物，佢都見到佢哋去跟從主，亦都係真係可以做到嘅，行到嘅。咁雖然唔係行得好完美嚇，咁所以佢都係喺度學習緊，希望咧可以好似佢哋咁樣去努力咁樣去行天路啦嚇。我多謝佢哋嘅分享嚇。So I want to thank you, Berto and Andy, and I'll go to my second session. Maybe there are some answers for you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
我哋喺呢个听完 live chat 之后咧，我哋唱多两首诗。我哋请Ann 为我哋弹一弹，亦都请worship team 同我哋一齐嚟到唱两首诗歌。第一首咧，英中文嘅两首都系，咁就系五旬节诗歌嘅155首《Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus》啊，注目仰望耶稣。咁我哋上咗嚟先，咁然后我哋就邀请大家一齐起立，同我哋一齐唱。好 ，So everybody please stand, and then we will join the music worship team to sing this worship song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Things of earth will grow strange.
跟住咧就系第75首五旬节诗歌，求圣灵进我心 ，Breathe on me, breath of God。So the first session, let me rephrase, okay? We learn about opening our hearts to God. And we touch briefly, we can be saved by being cleansed with the blood of Jesus Christ. We should repent and confess our weakness and sins to God. 剛才呢我們在這裡剛剛上一節呢我們再提一提大家我们要打开我们的心门，我们要让神去指出我们的软弱，求耶稣的宝血去洁净我们，洗净我们的罪恶。But God's love, God's abundant love goes even further. God understands us that as Jesus followers, as the believers,It is very difficult. I can't say absolutely not. It is very difficult to work out by solely relying on our willpower, by solely rely on our commitment to continue our faith journey. Because Jesus, our Savior, He has made a promise.To his disciples back in the old days, and similar to you and me today. And this is what we try to learn for this second point, is let the Holy Spirit dwell in us. 我们刚才当我们除了我们真的去认真去面对我们自己的软弱，求天父赦免我们。其实我们希望我们可以大家去聚焦一下，看看神的爱其实是超越更多想给我们的。因为神很明白我们的，无论是你和我，我们无论我们怎样靠我们自己的努力，我们靠我们自己的决志，我们行这一条，我们愿意行这一条属灵的天路，我们能力是有限的。我们很多时候仍然都是缺乏力量，仍然都是无助，但是耶稣其实在新约的时候，新约圣经的时候已经作出一个应许给当时的门徒，亦都今日亦都是这个应许是确立给你和我的。所以我们就看一看究竟 耶稣是怎样讲呢？ Okay. So let us read the Bible verse. And this is the promise from Jesus to the disciples, to you and me. And Jesus said, if you love me, you talk about love. Okay. If you love me, you will do as I command. If we follow Jesus, if we follow and do what God commands, Jesus said, then I will ask the Father, the Heavenly Father, the God that we read in all the books in the Old Testament and New Testament. I will ask the Father to send you the Holy Spirit who will help you and always be with you. The Spirit will show you what is true and will keep on living in you. 中文版就是这样讲的。耶稣的应许是什么呢？耶稣是跟今天的你跟我说，若果我们真的去爱耶稣的时候，我们就会遵守他的诫命。我们就要思想一下，我们是不是真的爱耶稣，我们是不是真的遵守他的命令。若果是的话，耶稣那个应许就是这样讲。耶稣说，我会求父天父，他会给另一个保惠师永远与我们同在，他是 真理的灵，就是这个圣灵，他可以在我们的心里面尝试与我们同在。 So why we have to pay attention to have the Holy Spirit to dwell in us? Because Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God, there is unimaginable strength behind. It's not just a term, the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit can always keep us intact with God. So, Jung Man, who gong, singling, dim gang on his head, gong, wa, singling, dim jung yu, or the young singling, jun hang on the assembly bin. Singling, hai, mea, singling, jo hai, sam, wei, yat, hai, ke, jun, sun, kuja, hai, sun, hai, yo, chung, sun, yi, lai, ke, ling, sun, so, yo, ke, lung, lik, singling, do, hoi, hoi, yun, ng, gong, jo, or, the, ho, chit, of, sin, yes, so, gong, ke, singling, a, nung, lik, hai, ho, die, ke,圣灵的能力可以将我们尝试与神的关系是拉埋在一起，因为这个圣经刚刚这里讲话，他圣灵是可以入居在我们的心里面尝试与我们的同在的。好了，我们就趁这个机会去想一想，我们信不信呢？我们信不信圣灵是真的可以入居在我们的心里面？我们相不相信耶稣的这个应许是可以应验在你和我的生命里面？若果我们信的话，我们应该怎样去回应呢？当我们听到 So, do you believe? Do you believe the passages that I read from John chapter 14 that Jesus promised?Jesus promised to those who love him and follow his command that Jesus will ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit to help you, help me, and always be with me. If we believe that, we pray to God, ask God to cleanse us, to cleanse our hearts. We have, as point number one, we commit, we...confess, we repent, we are honest to God, and then we pray to God, I need the Holy Spirit to dwell with me. I want to follow you on my, continuously on my faith journey. 当我们如果我们真的相信的，或者可能我们忘记了，或者可能我们遗忘了圣灵在我们生命中的能力 的大能，或者可能亦都会你讲，我今日嘅属灵生命系软弱下嚟啦。睇住呢一卷圣经， 耶稣嘅应许。我哋唔好再停留喺呢个位置，我哋求天父圣洁我哋，赦免我哋嘅罪，我哋让圣灵嘅能力可以进入我哋嘅心，重新得着呢一个圣灵嘅能力。呢个咧就系我哋想学嘅第二点，就系让圣灵进入去我哋嘅心里边。头先一阵间我哋会唱嘅诗歌，系嗰一首诗就系叫做 Firm Foundation。中文版，唔好意思，我真系净系睇英文版，叫做稳固根基，中文嘅翻译。一阵我哋唱嘅时候咧，我哋留意一下歌词，希望嗰啲歌词可以带领我哋去对上帝嘅应许。是有一个很稳固的信心，我们愿意在我们的灵命里面是要再次的稳固起来，对上帝的信心是不致摇动的。中文版是这样说，主是我的稳固根基，这个磐石我稳企在这里，四围虽然动荡，环境几恶劣，从未如此欢悦，因为我全心倚靠耶稣，他不失信，我不怕倒下，因为他的信实历代不变，今日怎会变迁呢？不会的。So we are going to sing a song right now, which is Firm Foundation. So the lyric says, Christ is our firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaken, I will never been more glad. Then I put my faith in Jesus, cause he's never let me down. His faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. So I want to wrap up this session is knowing God, and if we believe God won't break his promise, he will never fail us. It is time for us to make up our mind, open our hearts to God, and then seek, come to God, and let God baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Give us strength so that we can be his ambassador, his representative, and we can glorify him with a lot of good testimonies. So, 我哋让我哋咧就系一阵间我哋唱呢一首嘅稳固根基嘅时候，我哋个心里边知道神系可靠，神系信实。我哋嚟到夏令营呢一个时候，让我哋认真嘅去面对我哋嘅属灵嘅生命，让我哋求天父可以重新嘅去再继续建造我哋。我哋有做错嘅，求主宽恕；我哋欠缺能力嘅，求圣灵嘅能力去再一次施洗我哋。我哋咧而家咧就请我哋嘅 music worship team 同带领我哋唱最后呢首嘅英文诗歌《Firm Foundation》。So.
Let's stand. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me shaken, I've never been.So why would he fail now? got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense, so I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength, 'cause I build my life on Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful in every season. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail. Is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand when everything round me shaken. I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail.
Alpha, yeah, so, Gato, follow the example of Jesus Christ. As committed Christians, it is time for us to reflect our spiritual growth. And by following Jesus, we have to think about, do we align our values with Jesus? And this evening I want to talk about is salvation. Jesus, why he came to the earth, it's to save us. He died on a cross to save you, save me. This is his value. He wants you and me to be saved. It's not just you and me to be saved. He also died for the whole mankind. So we have to have a perspective. We have to take care of our spiritual status about how we face salvation, but we are not stopping there. We have to think, we have to understand, when we understand the scoop of salvation and the Jesus value on mankind, our mindset will change. We will care. It's not just caring our own self, we also care others. And this is number one, I want to share with you, follow the example of Jesus Christ. 我们去
效法耶稣，我们是要要去同上帝耶稣的心意是我们要接近的。耶稣的心意最重要是什么呢？当然他钉十字架，他当然想我们每一个是得着这个救恩，不令到他的血白流在十字架上。这个是其中一样东西，这个也是我们要认真去面对的。但是不要停止在这里效法耶稣。耶稣钉十字架不是只是为了你和我的，他也是为了这个人类去钉十字架的。所以当我们去看到这个更阔的角度的时候，明白耶稣的心意的时候，我们的心应该是得到火热，我们的心应该是要很紧张，我们都很小心我们自己，我们很小心我们去影响了其他人的属灵生命，我们也都要去更加关心其他人的属灵生命。若果我们有做得不好的地方，我们都要藉着这个时候去需要去反思一下，我们是不是真的在效法耶稣基督里面是去到一个成熟的阶段。第二点呢，就是保罗那里讲，保罗在哥林多前书那里讲，他说我学效基督。So, talk about Apostle Paul. In 1 Corinthians, he says, he boldly made the statement, okay, he said, Paul says, I follow the example of Jesus Christ. Okay, so, how does he follow the example of Jesus Christ? Paul, he exercised what Jesus told him to do. He preached and to be an ambassador for the gospel and the New Testament to spread to the Gentiles, to many, many foreign countries. But in every step that he make, he still get a lot of persecution from the Jews. He'd have another persecution from other local people. But that doesn't bother Apostle Paul. Okay? Because he knows this is what Jesus has set him an example. When he followed Jesus, and then he will think how Jesus has come to the earth and spread the gospel and do an example. He's just following Jesus. And then in his letters to many early churches, he's not just sharing with theory and talk about something. He back up with a lot of practice, with a lot of experience, inspiration of God. And then so that's why we can see, we can understand the depth of the Bible teachings from Paul and why he can do all these, why we cannot do this, okay, and what we should do. The focal point is we should follow the example of Jesus Christ. And that is my second point. 第二点想跟大家分享的就是，保罗为什么可以作出一个这么大的一个 statement， 在哥林多前书那里讲，他说我是学效法耶稣基督的。他为什么会这么讲呢？他跟随耶稣的吩咐，他去而帮人去传道。讲就好像很简单，但是他去到每一度，保罗都受到犹太人的迫害，当地人的反对，他受尽很多的折磨，去到在他的传道的功夫里面完全一点都不简单，但这些不成为他的障碍，亦都是这些是证明到保罗在属灵生命里面的成长。因为他是望着主耶稣基督，他是看着主耶稣基督，主耶稣已经为他做了一个好的模范，他就去跟着去做了。而我们看到保罗的书信里面，为什么我们看到保罗的书信有这么多这么深入这么美好的教训？因为他不是只是讲出一些口号，不是讲出一个理论，而是他每写一句话，他就在他的生命里面将他的生命的见证、身他的体验、每一件事情从上来得到上主得到来的领受的，他就跟我们去分享。So why I share about this? message is in our faith journey. Okay, remember we said, let us continue our faith journey and be near to God. When we continue with our faith journey, we will face challenges. But if we follow the example of Jesus, we learn how Paul to exercise and put into practice from what he learned from the Bible, he put it into practice. During the challenges that he has, he's not going to back up. He's not going to give up, okay? He continued to rely on God. He continued to inspire by the Holy Spirit. And then with that exercise, then he can share. We can see the depth of his teaching, okay? It's not theory. It's something that it is, they have a lot of impact to us when we read this. And this is something that I hope that we can learn from Paul about his statement of following the example of Jesus Christ.
Why do I say that? 我们有很多实践的机会，为什么保罗可以写出这么好的书信？他怎样可以得到圣灵的能力去每一天去引带他？我们看一下《使徒行传》的每一章，他是走了每一条路，他在每一样的道路里面，他都是靠着主。他写出来的书信去提醒的，有很多 他的生命的经历，经历了主而去讲出来，所以是很有感染力的。这个也是我们在这个夏令营里面，我们去思考一下，我们思考一下，当我们在我们的属灵生命里面的进程的时候，我们能不能够学习到保罗这样去讲，我是效法主耶稣基督。 So, lastly, this is my last point, okay? So, my last point is to follow the example of Jesus. It's we should not be bound by a lot of limitations set by our own self, okay? Like this morning I share, okay? I'm talking about myself. I have a lot of excuses, okay? When I listen, when I get the message from God, whenever I'm not ready, I always have a lot of excuses. Oh, I cannot do this. I'm not capable. I do not have the resources. I do not have the time to do it. Okay, this is, you know, how people will respond to God's messages. And then, as I mentioned, we thought this is impossible. Okay, we can't do it. So this is a tip, very good excuses for us. But this is not going to help our spiritual growth. This is not going to help us to follow the example of Jesus. So, and I'm going to share with you that how I experience and how I learn and I ask God, you know, what God wants me to do, okay, to follow, you know, to follow His path. 最后我想分享的就是，我们效法主耶稣基督，不要觉得很多事情都是不可能的。我们很多时候，我们将我们很多的不可能的事情，其实就是我们很多的藉口。我说我自己，我不是说你们。很多时候，我今早在英文组里面分享，我说很多时候，当我是不愿意， 我们不愿意为神工作的时候，或者神有很多的提示要来到的时候，我通常自己就有很多的藉口，我说我不行了，我做不到了，我又这个是不可能的，我又没有时间，我又没有资源，我们很多时候都向上帝，或者我们自己说不。这个呢，其实我们这种的态度，我自己在检讨，是 帮唔到我哋属灵里边嘅前进，帮唔到我哋属灵嘅进步嘅。我哋真系只系能够吓，我哋好似呢个标题讲，我哋去效法主耶稣基督。当我哋去明白，我哋当我哋日常生活里边，我哋去求问主，主啊，究竟你嘅旨意系咩嘢？唔系我嘅旨意系咩嘢？神，你想我喺呢件事里边应该系点做？当我哋去求问嘅时候咧，神就会带领我哋吓，可以行出好多估唔到嘅吓，可以荣耀主名嘅吓，好多嘅工作咧，我哋都可以系当我哋效法主耶稣基督嘅时候咁。一阵间咧，我讲完英文之后，仲会讲我嘅中文嘅经验嘅。So let me, and actually I shared this in the English ministry before, but I'm using it to repeat it. Okay. So back a few months ago, all right. So we all know that our music worship team, okay, is kind of short-handed. Okay, right. So.And I've been always thankful for Josh has been helping us, okay, playing the guitar and doing all this prep work, picking songs and all these stuff, right? Okay, so when I was aware about the shorthanded situation, okay, so I asked, I pray, in my heart, I also talked to Josh too, okay, I said,I know deep in my heart if our English ministry needs to continue to grow, Josh needs a partner, okay? We can't just have Josh solo every Sunday, okay? Right? So I did pray about this, okay? And I asked God, what is your plan? You know, how you want me to be part of your plan?Okay, I have this. Okay, so I ask around. I don't have any candidate. Okay, just like I ask Live Chat many often, you know, a lot of people say no to me. Okay, so, but there is a feeling that I have a message from God. Okay, and then also, it's also my attitude. I have been...really enjoying, I see God has been helping us, especially the English ministry, okay, in so many ways. So, and music worship is indeed an essential element of our English service, okay, because when we are singing, okay, we feel like we are really connecting with God.There are a lot of good lyrics for us to express our gratitude to God, right? So I thought, we have to continue this. So what happened? Okay? And I have to make a confession, okay? And there are a few people here, okay? So, for example, my dad is here, okay? So, when Tiffy, okay, won lunch...She talked to my dad. We have a lunch, family lunch. And she said, oh, my uncle is playing keyboard. Okay, my dad doesn't believe it. Because in his mind, I haven't learned piano at all. Okay, only my sister, my brother Matthew learned piano. Okay, all right. But in fact, I did. Okay, when I was like 6, 7 years old. Okay.Okay, and then I remember, I have to verify it, actually, Erica's mother, okay, probably helped me for a year or two and then give up, okay? All right, but I still remember, and I respect that, okay? All right, so I have to confess that I really, and if you know me, right, if you know the family, my family, music is not my apartment, right?Okay, a department, sorry. So, but what did I do? Okay, I prayed to God. I really enjoyed the lyrics. I thought singing that lyrics is going to get me closer to God too. Okay, all right? So I try to learn the keyboard with the chords. Okay, I never, when I read a chord with just some chords, I don't get it. What is that about, right? Okay, but I don't. Okay, so excuse me. So, and I learned it from YouTube. Okay, I spend, if you can ask my family, I spend a large chunk of my time every week, okay, to practice, to learn, okay. But I have something to long for, is, oh, this coming Sunday, I am going to partner with Josh, I'm going to partner with Jamila and everyone, okay, that we sing with worship songs to praise God. And this drive is so magical, okay, to me, and maybe to my father, this is impossible, okay, but it happens, okay. So I just want to share. So this is not limit by our limitation. I have 10,000 reasons say no or forget it, and then we play a video, okay? But I thought, no, God can use us as long as we are willing to serve God. So, 很多听过识听英文的都知道刚才我讲的东西，不详细讲，但是中文的翻译呢，就是 好多我哋觉得真系喺冇可能嘅情况下咧，其实系我哋自己系将我哋嘅局限咧，系摆咗喺我哋自己里边嘅。神其实系好奇妙嘅，神嘅带领系好奇妙。我哋注目耶稣，我哋效法耶稣，神就可以造就一啲冇可能成为有可能嘅嘢。我头先我哋分享，我哋喺英文组里边，我哋要 弹啊，我哋需要有多啲嘅乐器啊。咁最近咧，我哋人手短缺咧，来来去去都系得阿 George 兄弟帮手弹吉他。咁我觉得唔系好对路啊。咁但系又搵唔到人可以帮手。咁喺祷告之中，亦都系求天父，神啊，你为我哋带一条路。咁好奇妙嘅吓，喺我其实我系得 学过钢琴咧，系好少好少时间，我完全冇接触过keyboard，完全唔识睇嗰啲 chord 嘅谱，嗰啲 key 啊嗰啲完全唔识嘅，但系我真系有个心去愿意去同我哋嘅英文组嘅兄弟姊妹咧，系每一个星期日咧去唱一首诗，好多时候咧嗰啲歌好得意嘅，佢唔系需要弹好多嘢嘅，因为你唱就可以补救翻佢嘅，咁啊搭救翻。 咁又得喎，我哋有陣時有聽到，其他嗰啲唔再講啦，我哋喺研討嗰陣時講，咁但係咧神就係好奇妙嘅，神就係好奇妙，咁所以咧今晚咧我都係即係希望咧我哋喺我哋信仰嘅旅程裏面咧，我哋即係我哋要繼續嘅，我哋要有一個屬靈嘅進步。 我哋唔係一個屬靈，呢個進步唔係一個口號嘅，我哋有好多嘅實踐，我哋去有好多嘅禱告，好多實踐，我哋就可以講到一啲美好嘅見證出嚟。而嗰啲見證唔係要去要得其他人嘅讚賞，而係我哋去榮耀神。呢個咧就係今晚嘅分享。我哋呢個時段咧，我哋亦都想最後咧係有一個嘅 live chat，OK？咁咧，我哋一個分享咧，我哋就請阿 Ivan 同我哋。 有个分享，好吗？Hello，
大家好。你讲中英，我讲晒中英啊。中英好吗？好，OK。咁，我讲中文先啦。咁，一开始知道今日要讲 live chat， 諗下需要講咩啦，因為我最近其實都做過好幾次，咁如果講翻即係遇到有咩好或者唔好嘅經歷，令到自己有一個成長或者神嘅信息啊，咁其實講過，咁除非我即係再重複啦，咁所以我就有祈禱，咁啊睇下即係上帝想我講啲乜嘢嘢咁。咁大家祈禱嘅時候就好清楚有個最近有個事件係工作上面，咁我係要分享嘅，咁但係其實。 重點唔係嗰個事件係啲乜嘢嘢，而係喺個過程裡面令到我自己一個反省。So when I first,
So when I first learned that I have to do the live chat tonight, so I start thinking about what I'm going to share tonight. If I have to share about the learnings that I have when I'm doing my ups and downs, the message I got from God that I have actually shared recently. So I start praying to God and see what sort of message I should be sharing tonight. And then it strike me with a recent incident at work that I have to share. But the key takeaway is not about the story that I'm going to tell, but more my personal learning. I'll explain a little more later. 咁你哋當係一個古仔咁聽啦，因為都有一啲係可能比較敏感啲嘅。咁最近我哋公司，我係做human resources 嘅，即係做 HR， 咁係一啲compensation and benefits 嘅嘢啦。咁我最近我哋係做緊一個新嘅一啲改革啦，一啲 policy 嘅改革啦。咁係一啲好嘅嘢嚟嘅，但係只不過。 我係覺得而家呢個 moment 唔應該係做呢件事，咁但係就因為啲 management 佢哋需要做，咁你都要做噶啦，冇辦法啦。咁但係做嚟做去，我都覺得係唔對路嘅，即係我覺得係我要將我見到嘅 concern 去講出嚟，咁所以就到最後咧就開即係我做咗一個 briefing session， 咁但係 invite 咗7-8個佢哋啲 senior leadership 嘅人，但係 大部分都放假，咁只係得一個出現。咁我哋就話啊，咁你睇翻個 recording 啦。咁睇翻個 recording 之後，你有啲咩意見就講啦。咁跟住完咗之後，都冇咩人有 feedback 啦。咁但係我都最後一次再同我老闆再講就係，我真係會擔心，真係出事，因為我唔想到最後係佢哋話我冇睇過，唔知發生咩事，咁你做咗出嚟。 咁所以就嗱，林就喺 weekend 度就 push 佢哋一定要 over the weekend 去睇曬所有嘢，跟住就俾 feedback。咁所以其實我最近嗰幾個禮拜係好忙好忙。So I am part of human resources and I do compensation and benefits. And recently we are actually doing some sort of like policy revamp. And it's a good thing for the people, but just that I personally don't think it's the right time to implement that. But because of senior management decision, so they want to push it. So I just have to do all the prep work. But over and over, after preparing everything, and then I still don't think it's the right time to do it. So I share my feedback to the boss, but they still want to push it. So I do a briefing section, inviting all the senior leadership to join the section, but only one show up because the rest of them are actually on paid time off. So I just ask them to watch the video and then just give me the feedback afterwards, but ends up I don't receive any feedback. So that's why I try to bring up my concern again. So over the weekend, the senior leadership, the highest leader, he actually forced everyone to watch the video over the weekend and come back with the feedback. 咁到最後，佢哋翻嚟嗰啲 feedback 咧，即係除咗佢出現嗰個佢講咗真正即係我嘅 concern 之外，其他係好 neutral 嘅，即係冇乜人敢講。咁但係對我嚟講，我已經做曬我可以做嘅嘢啦，即係 at the end， 佢哋唔可以話，佢哋唔知道發生咩事。咁如果佢哋就知道個 consequence， 佢哋又 ready 去 take 依一樣嘢嘅，咁我就照做啦咁樣。咁但係，即係依一件事令到我諗起係，如果我唔係一個決策者嘅時候，我係一個即係當係一個 third person 咁去睇件事嘅時候，我見到件事唔啱，我唔會去做，又或者我會想盡辦法去令到嗰件事唔好發生，因為我知道會有一個後果。 咁但係好奇怪，我自己諗翻起嘅時候，咁喺我自己同神嘅關係嘅時候，當我自己係影響緊嗰個人嘅時候，嗰個 perspective 係完全唔同曬嘅。即係我會譬如好似今日星期日咁要翻 church， 咁理論上應該就係早啲休息，咁精神啲咁樣翻嚟。咁今日又要揸咁長時間，咁但係其實我今早係好早瞓嘅，即係5-6點嗰啲時間。 I received the feedback from the senior leadership team. It's quite neutral and positive, to a sense. So eventually, the whole thing will be launched. But at the same time, I feel like I have done my best. I have called out everything that I can. And if they are ready to face the consequence, then so be it. And like, the blood's not on me. It's just that the whole incident kind of strike me and to think about when it comes to, let's say I'm not the decision maker, I can see the whole incident very clearly, and I can try all the best I can to stop it from happening because I know there's a consequence. But when it comes to myself, let's say my relationship with God, and today is Sunday, I supposedly have to sleep earlier, and so that I can wake up early and have the full energy to listen to the sermon. But actually, I sleep very early this morning, like 5 or 6 o'clock. And then I just told myself, as long as I can wake up, God let me wake up, then I should be able to do it. But it's just that I keep on thinking that God is still taking care of me, and even though I know there's some consequence that I may not be able to take, but just that I still feel take it for granted, and I think I still have time. And then so I kind of justify everything that I do is not aligned with God. So, but just like what we said Torah this morning, like God is, there's no boundary. When he speaks to you, it doesn't have to be in some sort of format. Like, for example, I was praying for the message that I'm going to share tonight. But through that incident, it's actually helped myself to do some self-reflection and kind of remind me that it's about time for me to realign my purposes with God and take some actions. Try to grow with it rather than just keep on taking advantage of that.
Time to come up. Okay, thank you. I'm not going to have any feedback with Ivan, but I want to share something. Is every time when I invite people to Life Chat, okay, they are going through a lot of things, okay? And I feel like God is always helping us to go through because we are serious. We spend some time to really think what we should share. And God is teaching us. God is helping us. And thank you for Ivan for sharing this, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on. Overrun 啦 ，OK， 我哋有一個小嘅活動嘅 ，OK， we have a activity right now，OK， the topic is let us continue our faith journey and be closer to God. So let us, I have some post-it notes in the back, and I have hope everybody can distribute, and I have some Sharpie that and in the back. So, I I change my mind, I make it easy. So everybody just grab maybe one or two or three post-it, okay? And you write it, okay? You write it on the left, okay, is what God has been, how did you experience God for the last 12 months or the last year, okay? And is there is anything that you thought that you make an improvement or actually you did not make an improvement, you thought this is something that, you know, this is just a true reflection of on the left. And on the right-hand side, okay, and please write it, it's something that, you know, you want to, you make a determination to make a commitment that this is something that I should do and I should have it in the direction of a spiritual growth, okay? So on spiritual growth, on the right-hand side, post it. On the left is the reflection and the experience that you have and you want to have. That for the last 12 months that you experience, okay? And you try to make some, you know, outline or something like that, okay? It's very open, okay? All right? So, 我们就希望呢，我们趁着这个机会呢，大家呢去做一个小小的活动的，okay？我们后面呢，就有每个人呢就会派，大家传下啦，每人有一两张至三张嗰啲post-it嗰啲三乘三寸嘅纸仔，咁啊有好多笔喺度嘅。 咁我哋咧就每人我哋都可以分享下可能喺左边嘅白板里边咧，我哋念下我哋喺过往嘅十二个月吓，我哋有啲咩特别可以写出嚟，我哋系觉得我哋系经历过神嘅吓，或者我哋有啲咩嘢我哋感觉到我哋喺属灵里边嘅有个进步，啊，就算系退步，你都可以写出嚟嘅。咁左边咧就系我哋写翻我哋以往嘅十二个月系点，右边咧我哋就写一写我哋。 喺未来啦，我哋嚟到呢个行业之后，我哋嘅未来，我哋有一个立心，我哋希望咧，我哋喺我哋嘅属灵嘅成长里边，吓，我哋有一个目标，我哋希望咧，我哋喺属灵嘅前进方面，我哋有啲咩嘢有个立愿，咁我哋咧就可以写喺个右手边，OK， 咁咧我咧就俾5分钟嘅时间啦，OK，大家去写下。 咁啊，然后咧就写完之后，自己走去嗰度念翻吓，自己再念喺左边同右边。OK， 我哋俾5分钟嘅时间。 好啦，我哋差唔多啦。OK， 咁我哋喺结束前咧，我哋都系请大家起立，我哋一齐唱赞美诗。然之后我哋请吴金源先生为我哋领导。So we are closing right now, and please all stand and sing doxology along with us. And we invited Mr. Paul Ng to close the prayer with us.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Before I say the prayer, or the 祈禱之前, please be seated. I have a few words to share with you. Okay, 想分享少少. As Wilson said, I'm Paul Ng. I'm a preacher in our Hong Kong church, and also preach in our Vancouver church.When I'm in Vancouver and given the opportunity. Wilson shared with us, praise the Lord, tonight, basically about the fundamentals of our full gospel faith. Our church in Hong Kong was established in 1907.The Los Angeles Azusa Street experience was, I think, in 1906. And there was a pastor, A.G. Ga, who traveled all the way from America to Hong Kong and established a church. Since then, it was managed and run by locals, Hong Kong Chinese. We have our Vancouver church started in 1984 or 1986. The fundamentals of our full gospel faith is opening our heart to Jesus, repentance, receive the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Christ, receive the power and baptismof the Holy Spirit, with the speaking of tongue as the initial evidence to remove any doubt. And then walk in the Spirit, or as the last slide shows, follow the example of Jesus, of Christ, which...involve many aspects. That's the fundamentals of our full gospel faith. 我想分享呢就是我是一位传道人。At the same time, actually, I'm a lawyer by profession for almost 40 years. I have my own legal practice in Hong Kong. 我是一个传道人在香港教会亦都在温哥华教会。感谢主今晚伟信兄弟他跟我们分享了我们完全福音的基础。完全福音基础就是认罪悔改，由于主耶稣的宝血，我们的罪过得以赦免，亦都是追求圣灵的施洗，圣灵的充满，以讲出方言为最初的凭据，亦都是要依圣灵而生，依圣灵而行，跟随主耶稣的脚步。这个就是我们的完全福音的基础，这个是不会改变的，亦都是今天上帝的恩典继续去传的。所以感谢主，我们今晚我们有很美好的分享，亦都愿我们在这几天的营之中呢，能够是跟随主耶稣 学习主耶稣，然后能够是有成长、有进步、有改变。So I pray that during the coming days, tonight and the following 3 days, when we have this God-given retreat in Abbotsford, that we can grow, that we can receive blessings, unlimited blessings from God. With men, this may not be possible, but with God, all things are possible. 在人来看，可能都有难处，但是要记住，在神凡事都能。我想问一问大家，是不是都识主祷文的？有识主祷文啊？我们 We all know the Lord's Prayer. Okay, let's pray together. We pray together, stand up, pray together the Lord's Prayer. We can start with the English one. Okay, and then we can have it in Chinese. Okay, well, okay, let's pray. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth and it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，赦免我们的过犯，如同我们赦免其他人的过犯。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全属你的，直到永远。May the grace and salvation of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the power and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forever. 愿主耶稣基督赦罪的救恩，上帝的大爱，圣灵的能力，与我一起永远同在，诚心所愿。God bless you all. 祝福大家。